I once watched a documentary showing how Indian elephants are trained to serve their human masters, and I was struck by the parallel between these beautiful creatures and our fragile teenagers.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
An elephant begins its training process shortly after capture with 3 days of total isolation. Pachyderms are remarkably social animals, and they react to their loneliness in the same way humans do. They grieve and fret and long for their peers. At the peak of their vulnerability, the elephants are brought to a nighttime ceremony of fire, where they are screamed at and intimidated for hours. By morning, half-crazed, the elephants have yielded. Their wills have been broken. Forever after, they will be slaves to a new master. We humans also have a great need for love and acceptance, especially during our adolescent years. And like elephants during the night of fire, teenagers are often subjected by their culture to a period of intense isolation and loneliness, which leaves them feeling rejected, ridiculed, and ignored. Some quickly begin to lose their sense of independence. They become slaves to conformity and peer pressure. Somehow, we must teach our children long before they are teenagers that they need not follow the whims of adolescent society. They can lead or they can follow. It's better to lead.
You can find more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.